In Northwest news from KPLU, state lawmakers have given a chilly reception to a sweeping voter-approved plan to reduce public school class sizes. But as KPLU education reporter Kyle Stokes tells us, repealing Initiative 1351 would be as difficult as funding it.
To proponents, the initiative is an opportunity to not only address crowded classrooms, but fix a broken revenue system. Yet, for all the new revenue sources Governor Jay Inslee proposed in his budget, he says mustering the $2 billion to cover Initiative 1351's price tag just isn't workable.
The voters voted on it. I do not support repealing it.
Legislators aren't so sure about that. Senate Republicans say they'll try to suspend the class size initiative. House Democrat Ross Hunter also thinks a tough vote on 1351 is coming.
We're going to have to make some change to it. I don't know exactly what that change is going to be.
But changing the initiative requires a two-thirds majority, and Republican Senator Michael Baumgartner says that means lawmakers won't offer their vote to repeal so easily.
They're saying, aha, here's my opportunity to hold my vote and use it as leverage for whatever they would like to accomplish.
And as if this story needed another twist, Superintendent of Public Instruction Randy Dorn says lawmakers don't need to find votes to repeal 1351. They need to find the funding.
The governor's budget falls short of fully funding McCleary, and so it makes us closer to a constitutional crisis.
Contrary to how lawmakers read the McCleary school funding decision, Dorn argues the court is requiring the state to reduce class sizes in all grades, and even if it's not, 1351 certainly is. An Inslee spokesman says the governor disagrees with Dorn's estimate, but if Dorn's right, that means the governor's education budget is at least $3 billion short. Kyle Stokes, KPLU News.